Secretary of State John Kerry is rejecting a Pentagon intelligence report that North Korea has developed a nuclear weapon it could mount on a missile. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports Kerry also had some tough words for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Speaking at a news conference in Seoul, Kerry said it was inaccurate to suggest that North Korea has developed a nuclear weapon it can fire at other countries. But he also said Pyongyang's weapon and missile tests continue to be a huge concern.
Does it get you closer to a line that is more dangerous? Yes.
Kerry was in South Korea for top-level meetings with officials about the current tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Kerry said the world would never accept North Korea as a nuclear state, and that its leader, Kim Jong-un, probably understands how a war with the United States or any of its allies would end. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Seoul.
The U.S. has published a blacklist of 18 Russian officials accused of human rights abuses who face U.S. sanctions and visa bans. The Russian government had initially warned that such a list would damage U.S.-Russian relations. In response, the Kremlin says it has drafted its own list of U.S. figures accused of human rights abuses. Joe Arpaio, the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America, has a message for the person who sent a bomb to his Phoenix office.
To all these people that think they're going to get me either killed or leave office, it's not going to happen. We're going to continue to do what we've been doing. Nothing changes.